This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to the program Know Your Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, we were discussing before the break about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we talked about Ash-Shakir, the one who is the recognizer and rewarder of good. We talked about Ash-Shakur, the appreciative. We talked about As-Samad, who is the independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is As-Samad. As-Samad is the one who is independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. Being the creator, He is independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Ikhlas, Surah number 112, ayah number 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu as-samad. Allah is as-samad. What do you mean by as-samad? As-samad is the one who is absolutely independent. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need our worship. But He deserves our worship. If all the people try to worship in complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't make any difference to As-Samad, who is independent. And if all the people on the face of the earth, if they all become disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would not bring down Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a bit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Samad, meaning the one who is independent, who is by himself. And that's how the creator should be. We, the creation, are dependent on everything. On whom? On the one who is independent, who is As-Samad. Think about it. How can the one who is dependent on others can be your Lord? How can it be possible that those who are in need of others, they can be the creator? It is Allah, As-Samad, the independent. He is the one who is the absolute and the only one who is the creator. He is the independent. We the creation. And that is the major difference between the creator and the creation. The creator is someone who is independent, eternal, absolute. And we the creation, we are dependent. And we don't exist forever. And we need the help, the provision, the protection, the support, the mercy, the compassion from one. And that is Allah As-Samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by showing these names, invites our reflection again and again to think and ponder and worship Him alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we discussed, He is Al-Aziz, the mighty one. He is Al-Azim, the great. Our Allah is the greatest. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor means the one who always ready to forgive the sins. How many of us can claim, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have not done any mistake, that we have not done any sin, that we have not been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to seek the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor is the one who pardons, who forgives. And similarly, Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghaffar is again the one who pardons, who forgives his servants on the condition that they should seek the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commit and live upon with that commitment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, again, has named Himself Al-Ghaffar and Al-Ghafoor. so that we, the people who do wrong, who commit sins, who are disobedient, must seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just does not forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves to forgive. If you go back to Allah, He loves to forgive, as He is Ghafoor, as He is Ar-Rahim, as He is Ghaffar. These are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which we ask Allah, Ya Ghaffar, forgive us. Ya Ghafoor, we are disobedient, but we want to seek your forgiveness. Seek forgiveness of Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafoor, so that we can be saved with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Ali. Al-Ali is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, and number 255. Al-Ali means the highest in rank. He is the most high. He is the highest in rank in terms of our worship. He is the one who is the only one who deserves our worship. He is the one who deserves our greatest, the highest love, respect, honor, dignity. No one on the face of the earth is in equal or even close to the rank of Al-Ali. To the rank of Al-Ali. He is the highest in rank. What does it indicate us? We need to make sure that our love should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a highest way. Our love, our respect, the dignity, the honor that we must confer, we must grant, we must show is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He is Al-Ali. These names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not forget to memorize them, and you will feel the strength within you, as it will take you to the closer than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will make you beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ رَفَعُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. This ayah is in context of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him unto himself. This requires absolute might, and there is a strong wisdom behind this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses these names and attributes in the Quran in various places in order to show the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, the people, if we want to understand the great nature, the great attributes, the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no better way to recognize Him, to remember Him, than knowing His names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have discussed in the past few episodes, and we've been discussing about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You as a viewer must take up this task right now in order to make yourself beneficial by using, by calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reflecting, by memorizing and understanding these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this episode itself, we have mentioned some of the great names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among which is Ash-Shakir, Ash-Shakur. We have mentioned these names for us to remember, to understand, to ponder, to reflect upon, so that we may take benefit out of it and do not undermine, do not ever underestimate the greatest incentive of memorizing and comprehending the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? I would like to remind this again to myself and all of you, so that we go in race, in competition, in understanding and remembering the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever comprehends them, whoever memorizes them, reflects upon them, understand them, understand their meanings, and relate them in their lives, ponder on them, Allah will give him Jannah. This is the greatest prize that Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shared with us. If anybody says to us, go and do so and so, and I will give you $1 million. Tell me, how many of us would not waste a second in going and achieving that task? Ask yourself, we will not waste a single second in completing that task, in achieving that objective, in fulfilling that goal, so that we may get $1 million or $1 billion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about al-Jannah, which He will give, inshallah, if we comprehend, if we understand, if we memorize, if we reflect upon these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our actions are not at all equivalent to the mercy that He will show in Jannah. It does not equate, as we already said. We need to make sure that we memorize all these names. And this episode, again, we are trying to remind all our viewers, all across, and especially to those who are not yet Muslims. Ponder on this. The God that you worship, is He independent? The God that you worship, is He all-powerful? The God that you worship, does He appreciate? Does He respond? Does He sees you every time? Does He know everything? You would answer back to yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Hajj, Surah number 22, Ayat number 73. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, here is an example for you. Listen to it very carefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, here is an example for you. Listen to it very carefully. To whom you worship other than Allah, they cannot create even a fly. Allah shows their powerlessness. They have no power. Allah says they can't create even a fly. Leave aside creating a fly. They have no power. If the fly snatches something from them, they cannot take it back. So weak are those who worship them, and weak are those whom they worship. So dear brothers and sisters, look and ponder on these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah we shall continue our study, our learning in terms of knowing Allah's names and attributes in the next episode as well. Till then, keep remembering and pondering on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Allah Almighty,
who looks down on us, tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty,
and when you meet Allah, you should be so proud, and then you'd shout it to Him out loud.